Quincy Jones, legendary musician, producer, arranger, and composer, announced his partnership recently with Children's National Medical Center in Washington to launch a global initiative to help underserved children receive the health care they need. Quincy Jones is the founder of the Quincy Jones Listen Up Foundation, an organization dedicated to addressing the needs of at-risk youth. He talked about his mission to work with the center, also known as Children's Hospital, to bring the technology of telemedicine to patients and health professionals around the world.
I realize that without the benefit of basic health care, children cannot learn. Health is vital to a child's ability to learn. At Children's Hospital, I believe that I've found just the right people and the right tools that we need to do this.
Quincy Jones says he first became acquainted with Children's National Medical Center last November when he came to visit a young boy he had never met, the teenage victim of the sniper attacks that terrorized the Washington community last fall.
And it was this kid's courage and the dedication of this medical team that inspired me to be here today. We toured the facility, learned about all of the groundbreaking work that's being done here. I saw a demonstration of telemedicine, which really lit me up.
Telemedicine is a relatively new technology whereby doctors can administer advice to patients or other health providers live via computer. Dr. David Kushner is director of Children's National Medical Center telemedicine program. He says the current state of the world's children is not good.
The problem is we don't have enough doctors, we don't have enough nurses. There are too many patients who don't get access to health care, and the old ways of solving this are not successful. We've proven for the last 50 years that we haven't solved the problem yet.
Dr. Kushner says telemedicine can mean anything from sending secure email between doctors and patients to live video conferencing to sending and receiving x-rays and other diagnostic tests.
If a child is in an inner city and their only access to health care is the school nursing office, that school nursing office could become the point of contact, and the communication could go from the school to a hospital. If a child lives in a village in Africa and there are no healthcare facilities, but there are some basics, electricity, maybe some telephone lines, we can begin to work with the professionals or just the normal people in that community to develop some healthcare expertise so that a community worker, someone who we might call a telemedic, could begin to understand about patient confidentiality, a little bit about photography, a little bit about computers, and that person could be trained to capture some information and forward it to a local healthcare provider in that country who, if he or she needed help, could forward it to a medical center who, if he or she needed help, could be forwarded to one of our partners in the United States, such as this hospital.
The concept of telemedicine technology has existed for about 20 years. But Children's Hospital in Washington is the first organization to work to build an infrastructure that will reach children throughout the country and eventually around the world. The hospital's collaboration with Quincy Jones Foundation drew praise from audience members, including Alma Powell, wife of Secretary of State Colin Powell. Mrs. Powell is co-chair of America's Promise, an alliance of more than 400 organizations dedicated to helping America's youth. She says the hospital's commitment to children coincides with her own.
Too many of our children are falling through the cracks. It's a dangerous world. It is a world that requires us to prepare our children to face whatever comes because we don't know what it's going to be. And so we have to work at a very basic level to give them the strength and support that they need to ensure our future.
The biggest obstacle facing Children's Hospital's goal of developing a worldwide telemedicine program is funding. It is very expensive and dependent on public and private donations. But director of the program, Dr. Kushner, thanks Quincy Jones for his vision and commitment to making their dream a reality.
He has been able to bring business leaders together. We have wonderful contributions already from Booz Allen Hamilton, who's helping us build a business and strategic plan. We'll have the involvement of the largest satellite corporation in America, Intelsat. We've got some interest from our very close friends in the State Department, and this private-public partnership is going to be a fantastic opportunity to really do something and prove that we can have an impact on large numbers of children. And Quincy has brought all the value. He is such a wonderful friend to us, and his interest in world peace and children's health is just permeating this whole project. So he's the magic man who's giving us this opportunity, and we are grateful.
As for Quincy Jones, when asked if music has taken a back seat to his role as philanthropist, he was adamant.
Never, 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 never. No, music is as powerful a weapon or spiritual cradle as you could ever ask for. I've spent my life with it. You can't see it, you can't taste it, touch it, but the feeling speaks for itself.
Quincy Jones departed the Children's National Medical Center for a telemedicine conference taking place in Rome. He says he hopes to return to Washington in the next year or so to announce the establishment of new telemedicine units, along with trained professionals who use them, operating in pediatric centers around the world. This is Robin Rupley.